Now we return you to the VidPi Technology Showcase. VidPi is the Visually Impaired Data Processors International. It's the computer-related affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. And if you're interested in Main Menu, chances are very good that you would benefit from being involved in VidPi. If you would like to know more, then you can visit the website at www.acb.org/vidpi. That's www.acb.org/vidpi.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Wilkinson, Regional Sales Manager for Freedom Scientific, and we have a veritable treasure trove of new and exciting products to tell you about this year, and a lot of features and enhancements to older products that will continue to make them leading-edge technology in the blindness and visually impaired industry. We're at booths 21 through 25 in the exhibit area. Feel free to drop by and see anything that I'm about to tell you about. Probably what has resulted in the most excitement over the last couple of days here at ACB is our showing of our personal digital assistant called PacMate. PacMate is a Windows CE device that is running the same commercial applications as are available in your Palm Pilots and other personal digital assistants available at Office Depot and Circuit City and other computer stores everywhere. What's nice about this system is that we're running with Windows CE, we're running with JAWS inside of a portable device in Windows CE, and on top of that we're running commercial applications. We're going to be Pocket PC certified, which means that we'll have a little nifty Microsoft sticker on the back that will let you know that we have been certified by them to be able to perform all of the basic features of such programs as Microsoft Word, Outlook, Internet Explorer, Excel, that people are using on their Palm Pilots. And if I hit the start button here, you'll notice that it sounds remarkably like JAWS.
Start menu today.
Oops, it would help if I hit the right button.
Caliper. Contacts. Inbox. Internet Explorer. Notes. Tasks. Program.
So I'm just using Eloquence here with JAWS. I can go down here to Microsoft Word.
MS Calc. Games. Infrared Receive.
Infrared Receive.
Pocket Excel.
Pocket Excel. Pocket Word. So I've got all of the basic applications that sighted people are using on their Palm Pilots available. On the unit I have a USB port, 9-pin serial, infrared, a compact flash port, and a PCMCIA card slot, so that I've got a multitude of ways of communicating between this device and other devices such as my laptop, sighted people's Palm Pilots or desktop or other note takers or you name it. With the infrared port, you're able to do things like beam files from one Palm Pilot or computer to another. And what's nice is that we're not using anything like a proprietary word processor like some of our competitors to format files. We're having them in the same format that sighted people are using to read them, so that if you make an Excel document on here, you can send it over to your computer and you've still got an Excel document. I could go on for hours, days, and weeks about PacMate. I'll let you come by the booth and see it. Just a couple of closing thoughts. It can play MP3s and WAV and WMA files, or media player files. I couldn't think of it for a second. You also have the ability to, it has a multi-channel sound card, so you have the ability to, say, listen to ACB radio and check your email at the same time. The only unit we're showing here is a Braille keyboard, no display model. It will be followed shortly by a QWERTY keyboard, no display model. After that, you'll have a 20-cell Braille display model with a Braille keyboard, 40-cell model with a Braille keyboard, and a 40-cell Braille display with a QWERTY keyboard. Each of the products a couple of months apart. We'll be shipping the PacMate. The PAC in PacMate, by the way, stands for Personal Alternative to the Computer, and we'll be shipping in the fall. Price for the Braille and Speak type model, I guess that's not really a good analogy, but the Braille keyboard, no Braille display model is $25.95. Moving on, just to hit some of the other features of other products that we're showing in our booth, we have our new line of Focus Braille displays, the only true USB Braille displays on the market, 4470 and 84 cell Braille displays. We have SAL, our Speech Assisted Learning System, which is an augmentative tool for teaching Braille literacy to people of all ages and all levels of Braille ability with coursework developed by Sally Mangold. We have Open Book 6. Open Book 6 has a number of features and enhancements which make it a fantastic program. For starters, we are shipping a copy of Connect Out Loud on all Open Book 6 CDs. This means that a person who buys Open Book can have access to email, the internet, and a basic word processor without having to have a screen reader because they have Connect Out Loud, our screen access program. Open Book 6 also has the ability to create templates so that, for example, whenever I try to scan a phone bill at the beginning of a month and realize how many gazillions of dollars I owe them again, you get all that stuff at the top of the page of the phone bill, and all I really want to know is how much it costs and where I send it and when it's due. I can set up templates on Open Book so that Open Book recognizes that piece of paper as my phone bill and only tells me the specific information that I want to hear. We're using the most recent version of Fine Reader, which was released a few weeks ago. We have the ability to create MP3 files. We also can create grade 2 Braille files out of scanned material. We can also transmit files directly to your note taker or input files directly from your note taker into Open Book. And again, we have Open Book 6 at our booth and would be more than happy to show it to you. You can also import PDF files into Open Book, either into Open Book directly or use Connect Out Loud to access PDF files like you would in JAWS. And you are actually able to manipulate those files and do things like fill out forms if the author of the file has allowed for the file to be manipulated in such a fashion. We do have JAWS 4.5 on display at the booth. I'll hold off on talking about some of the features of JAWS 4.5, and you can come by and see them for yourself. It'll be one of these secret hush-hush things. There are also a number of enhancements and improvements to the Millenniums that are here and a few more that are right around the corner. First of all, we have a Nimeth code tutorial that is available on our website that will work in any of our note takers and is free for the taking. When you simply have to go to our website and download it. The Millenniums have a newer, even quieter keyboard that existing Millenniums can be modified so that they have the newer type of keyboard. We have found a way to take greater advantage of our processor in the Millennium and have sped the units up literally about 70 or 80%. We now have grade 2 email support. Algebraic calculator functions are coming soon, along with some other really neat enhancements that you'll be seeing in the Millenniums. The Millennium 20 cell units are $3,595. The Millennium 40 cell units are $5,595. Now is as good a time as any to tell you that we have a 5% hardware discount and 10% software discount while you're at the show, and that includes things such as software maintenance agreements and product upgrades. We do not have a QWERTY version of PacMate here. QWERTY version will be available sometime over the next couple of months. We're just about to go into beta with the Braille keyboard model. I'm being told that I have about 3 minutes, so I'll take other questions at this point, which we've already sort of started anyway.
And yes. We got a question up here in the front. Mike's coming.
Mike. On your Open Book 6, what's the minimum operating system in Windows that it can work with it?
95.
Oh, okay. How much of a computer does it take to do that, though?
A couple hundred megs. So, you know, I mean, basically, for any type of adaptive technology, you're going to want big, bad, powerful, fast computers. But if you've got a couple hundred megs of room, and I guess even if you had as little as 32 megs of RAM and about a Pentium 166, you could still run it. It's going to be slow, just like anything else is going to be slow. But by golly, it'll run. By the way, Magic is now up and running, and we're supporting Windows XP and Magic, so just another small product plug.
Booth
sorry,
number.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The booth number.
We're at numbers 21 through 25, or if I happen to be wrong, which wouldn't be the first time, just yell, where the heck is Freedom Scientific, and I'm sure a gaggle of us will descend upon you.
I think it's along the left-hand wall, basically, just past the ATM.
Problem has been resolved?
That's the first I've heard of any type of issue with that. We do have a new version of Connect Out Loud, Connect Out Loud version 2. For anyone who has Connect Out Loud 1, it is a free upgrade downloadable from our website, and I haven't experienced anything like having Connect Out Loud shut off after any amount of time. If you're continuing to experience that after using Connect Out Loud 2, please give us a call and make us aware of it, and we'll rectify it.
And I think there was somebody asking a question. How much is the Open Book upgrade from 5 to 6?
Open Book upgrade price from 5 to 6 is $100. Again, it's 10% off of the show. That'll make it $90. Also, you'll save on shipping because we won't charge you any shipping at the show.
And speaking of Open Book, I believe you have something later today. Is that right?
We do. And now's when I would like to just wonk myself in the head for not knowing exactly when it is. But we have something at some point.
I think it's
4:30. Thank you.
Do you have a room number for that? Foyer 2.
Any last questions for me?
Is that a demonstration at 4:30?
Is the 4:30 thing a demonstration?
I believe it's the Open Book Users Group, which Dusty Voorhees, the product manager, will be going over some of the latest features in Open Book. We'll have some hands-on demonstration and a chance for Open Book folks to exchange different experiences and how Open Book 6 has gone for them, tricks of the trade, and that type of thing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. One last note before going. If you want to see me make a complete fool of myself, go to the Friends in Art Showcase on Tuesday evening. We'll be doing We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions to wind out the showcase with the Friends in Art band, and it's bound to be pretty awful if I'm singing, but it'll be an awfully good time.
Good afternoon. My name's Tommy Craig. I'm with Sighted Electronics. We're in booth 33. We have primarily Braille products. We carry the Index and Teal Braille embossers. We have printers starting at, $1,900 on up to around $40,000, depending on how much Braille you want to produce and how fast you want to produce it. We also carry the Poppenmeyer line of Braille displays. We have our new product, the BrailleX EL Braille Assistant, our ELBA, which is a Linux-based note taker, comes in both a 20 and 32-cell Braille display version, either QWERTY or Braille keyboard versions. The price on those, the 20-cell version is $39.95, and the 32-cell version is $58.95. It's a fully runs on the Linux operating system, has built-in email, internet browser, scientific calculator, editor, book reader, has a sleep mode, has built-in the ports on it, has, serial parallel, USB, external keyboard, a 56K modem, and built-in Ethernet port also. Has a PC card slot. What else can I tell you? Supports DHCP for networking, so it's really nice. You plug your internet, your network cable into the machine, turn your ELBA on, and voila, you're on your network, which is really nice. That works with cable modems, DSL, that sort of thing. And then, of course, when you're traveling, you can use the built-in modem. Did I cover all the features of it? Has eloquence for speech. The cells, a lot of people are interested in that. They're made by Poppenmeyer. Some of the most reliable Braille cells on the market. They have a lifespan. I've had a Braille display made by them for 9 years without having it serviced. Also has a really unique user interface. We have what's called the Easy Access Bar, which runs across the front of the display. It's the entire length of your Braille display. It has little bumps on it, which are thumb grips, and it works very much like a joystick. You can push the bar up, down, left, and right, and actually two different positions in each direction. So the idea is you keep your hands on the Braille display, and with your thumb, you can navigate, read forward, scroll back, line up, line down, top of screen, bottom of screen, without ever having to move your hands off the Braille display. Makes it really fast and easy to read. Let's see, what else does it do? Those are the major features. We have a lot of new upgrades coming. They're adding new features almost weekly, it seems like. We're doing free upgrades for at least a year of the software. It comes with 16 megs of flash and 32 megs of RAM. Very easy to upgrade the unit. Backing up your data is really simple. It takes about 10 seconds, I guess. Supports any kind of storage device that will work with a PC card slot. For example, what I like to use are the Toshiba 2 and 5 gig hard drives. Those are very good value for the money. The products I have in the booth, we also carry a line of CCTVs made by Low Vision International. I don't know, I never get real excited about CCTVs, being a Braille user. But basically we have an autofocus version, we have color, black and white, the whole line of CCTVs are available. The products I actually have on display in the booth are the Elba and the Index Basic D. The Basic D is 100 characters per second interpoint Braille embosser. Very easy to configure and set up. It has speech and Braille labels on all the buttons, so very easy to configure. It sells for $31.95, so that's a very good value for that speed of printer. The single-sided version of that printer is $2,500, $2,495. Let's see. I think I mentioned we carry the Teal line of embossers, and those range anywhere from the Portateal on up, which is, I believe, $1,935 on up to the Impacta, which is $32,000, I believe. It's a very high-speed production-type printer. I believe that's about it, except for maybe questions.
We've got about 3 minutes for questions.
I have a question about the book label.
Uh-huh.
Would that in any way then be compatible with the Bookshare?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. actually, what we're working on right now, oh, I forgot to mention, we do have an MP3 player built into the Elba also. But we do have a book reader, and basically what we're developing as we speak is software. Certainly you can use any Bookshare books on the Elba without any problem because like a Braille formatted book or whatever works just fine on it. The only issue is you have to download the book, unzip it, and unencrypt it. And so we're developing software that will do that and hope to have that within the next couple of weeks. So the idea is you'll be able to download your book. It'll automatically unzip it, unencrypt it, put it in a directory for your books, and it's ready to read then.
Other questions? Who's doing tech support?
Tech support, probably me. So I kind of wear a lot of different hats. I'm an independent distributor. I work, and I'm from Austin, Texas. So I'm the sales rep in Texas for Sighted Electronics. But I also do a lot of their training and a lot of tech support on their Braille display products. And it looks like that's becoming more and more of a full-time job, so I don't know how long I'm going to be actually selling products. With the Elba taking off, it seems like that's probably going to become a full-time job. So I'm going to do a lot of training and a lot of the tech support.
Can you tell why it was developed
for Linux operating system?
Why Linux? Why not? Linux offers a lot of good features. First of all, it's a very stable operating system. I didn't mention also that you can on the Elba you have a Linux shell that you can drop to, and you can actually write your own software. You can run programs that you download off the internet. So there's a lot of public domain software out there that you can actually run on the Elba. You can find and do that. Linux takes a whole lot less resources, hardware resources, than Windows, and it's stable. It doesn't crash. That's the real appeal to it, I guess.
Do you know if anybody's running Perl on that thing?
Can you run Perl on the Elba? And that'll be the last question.
I don't know. I'll certainly try to find out.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
All right, now that I've spent 3 minutes getting here. Hi, I'm Don Breda from Duxbury Systems, and I'll just take a few minutes of your time to just update you a little bit on Duxbury Systems. Whoever is running VidPi thinks that was a great segue, guy presenting Braille embossers, and then I present Braille translation software. Somebody's thinking on their toes. I like that. Duxbury, we have just released, a couple of years ago, we merged with Braille Planet and took over the development of Megadots. So we've released a few versions of Megadots since then. And I maybe a month and a half ago, we released Megadots version 2.2, which I think is now a very mature and very stable program. We really spent a lot of time getting some of the wrinkles and instabilities and memory leaks and so forth out of it, and I think you're going to find that if you like Megadots, it'll run on anything up through XP. It is still a DOS program, but it is very stable and much enhanced. A lot of bugs that were in it has been fixed and squashed and so forth. We've also, within the last 2 months, released version 10.4 of the Duxbury translator, a Braille translator for Windows. It's still cross-platform compatible with Windows and our Macintosh version, and still supports the working on files on both platforms back and forth. And in 10.4, as usual, we are constantly working to improve the Microsoft Word importer, and 10.4 now boasts the ability to do automatic print page numbering from a Word document. You can now do things like preserve, I say this statement with a little trepidation, blank lines in Word documents, which you couldn't do before. And I know that sounds like a very trivial thing that you should have been able to do from day one, but the truth of the matter is Word doesn't really have a concept of a line in most cases. So most people, when they use Word, create blank paragraphs and call them blank lines. So we had to do some workarounds and reverse engineering, but now you can actually preserve those without going through any trouble. We also now boast an automatic table of contents generator, so once you translate your document to Braille, you can just tell Duxbury to go and generate a table of contents, and it'll do that. And you can customize the way it builds the table of contents. And there are specific codes you can use to define a table of contents if your document lacks any kind of a structure, such as headings and so forth. We now, in addition to importing scientific notebook files, scientific notebook is a very, very nice Windows math editor, whose files we can import directly and translate directly into Nemeth. We can now also support LaTeX, which is a mathematics language, which Scientific Notebook uses, but they tend to have their own variant of it, and now we support theirs plus regular LaTeX. We also have added a few more languages to Duxbury, so now when you buy Duxbury, you've probably got about close to 35 languages built in. We now support some of the newer Braille embossers that you probably haven't even seen on the market yet. A couple of more Braille embossers that do Braille and print that are coming from Japan, we have built-in support. We also support and have supported for a long time the Daisy Niso digital talking book format, so you can turn your Daisy Niso books that are going to be coming more and more prevalent into quite readable Braille very easily. And as usual, we have a very I think, lenient and reasonable upgrade policy. And there are also people writing third-party utilities for Duxbury. There's a very nice set of Word macros available for free that will allow you to bring a file into Duxbury directly from Word, or emboss a file directly from Word, or create styles that you might have created in Word. You can now map them over into Duxbury just with using these macros, and makes all that process fairly seamless and easy. And I guess that's about it in a nutshell. So I'd take any questions if there are any.
We have a couple minutes for questions.
Do you have a version that runs in Linux?
Do you have a Linux version?
Well, I want to say we don't have a Linux version per se, but I will say that Duxbury has had a Unix version for many, many years. And we don't talk about it much, and one of the reasons is because it's very expensive, because we have to, with Unix, it's not like DOS or Windows. You can't just plop a program onto somebody's system. You have to compile it for that system. So we have supported Unix since the CPM days, when we had Duxbury for CPM. Whether we'll actually ever have a true Linux version, we're still debating that at this point, but I would say hold on to your hats, and you never know. It's very possible. It wouldn't be a big stretch for us to do that at this point.
You'll be giving that away for free, like Linux, right?
Right, sure.
You said you had it working in XP, but I thought XP didn't support DOS programs. Can you explain?
Well, first of all, Duxbury for Windows, of course, works in XP. Duxbury for DOS will probably work in XP, although we've never tried it. And Megadots, which is a DOS program, will work in XP. XP, I don't want to sit here and say XP supports DOS programs, but they haven't taken DOS out of XP. There is a command prompt available, and there's really no reason you can't run your DOS programs in XP. I use both JAWS and WindowEyes for speech, and I could run VocalEyes, which was the DOS GW micro program in speech, and drive my speech synthesizer if I want to. So there's no reason you can't run Duxbury for DOS or Megadots for DOS under XP.
And one more time, your booth number?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. My booth number is 32.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. I am Jim Denham with the American Foundation for the Blind, and we are in booth 8. Right as you go in the door, you go along the right, and it's right there. And I'm here today to talk to you about two main things, first one being Access World. Access World is a technology publication published by the American Foundation for the Blind. It is a bi-monthly periodical, which a lot of times you tell people that, and they say, oh, it means it comes out twice a month. No, it comes out once every other month. People don't get that whole bi-monthly versus semi-monthly and type of thing. But no, we publish it in January, March, May, July, September, and November. Wow, getting good at that. And the months we don't publish Access World, we publish something called Access World Extra, which is a email version of the publication, just sent to you free of charge along with your subscription. What is in Access World? Access World is a periodical that takes a real hard look at some of the technology you've been hearing about today. We look at different products, assistive technology products, and do some feature comparison. We look at do the products really do what the manufacturers say they're going to do? It's a way of just looking at it. If you're unsure which Braille display is going to work best for you, if you're unsure which note taker is going to best meet your needs, we're not necessarily saying one is better than the other. We're just saying these have this features and these have this features. Something we've recently started to do is put a feature compare chart at the end of each article. So we'll outline a feature, and then we'll say this product has it, this product doesn't have it. And just simple yes or no's. We also do some feature rating charts. We rate features. We've been coming up with some rating scales, and we'll rate each product on several different feature areas. How good is the manual? How easy is it to set up, to install? Things like that. What products have we done lately? We have just done an article, a series back in March, I think it was, on the note takers, or maybe it was January, comparing the Braille Light Millennium with the Braille Note. We've done a couple comparisons of Magic and Zoom Text. So we focus not only the blindness products, but also large print products. Some of the things we've got coming up, we've got an article comparing a couple different new Braille displays coming up. We've got some articles coming up doing JAWS versus Window Eyes and looking at some of those other speech packages. So we not only look at the adaptive products, we also look at some of the mainstream products because accessibility in those products is critical as well. We are currently doing a series of articles on cell phone accessibility. It's a big, hot topic around the convention here. Realizing that none of the cell phones that are currently out there are perfect, we looked at a couple of cell phones to see which ones were all kind of sort of worked and which ones worked the best out of the ones that do are kind of accessible. We also had an article written by Nina Saika and somebody else I'm blanking right now. And that article looked at, well, what happens if your cell phone's not accessible? What actions, what steps can you take? So that was a little more of an advocacy type article. We're currently doing a two-part series on how to network PCs in your home, how to set up network calling and networking over lunch, and how to hook PCs together in your home, how to network things. So it's kind of a how-to corner. And we do just tips and tricks articles. There's just a wide variety of different information, how to. We also have interviews with individuals in the field. May we had an interview with Larry Lewis. Of Pulse Data Humanware. Very interesting article. Deborah Kendrick does a lot of our articles, does a great job. And for those of you who don't know, I had somebody come up to the booth, or we had somebody come up to the booth today and says, do you know where I can find Tactic? And I just kind of, my mouth kind of fell open. And I go, Tactic is no longer, and Access World is the replacement for Tactic. Tactic was bought out several years ago, and Access World took its place. And Access World is now in its third year, and everybody wants to know what formats it's available in. It's available online for $34.95 a year. Like I say, that includes your six issues and also your six Access World extras, which are sent to you if you have email. And $39.95 for any other format you could possibly want that we'll have to mail to you, disk, cassette, large print, Braille, and any other formats that you possibly want. So the other topic I wanted to cover here real briefly was Career Connect. Career Connect is our database of persons who are blind or visually impaired who are employed. And it used to be known as the CTIB. Those of you familiar with it, it's been around for a while. We're now changing the name, make it a little more marketable, make it sound a little more slick, Career Connect. And if you're interested in a particular job field, you want to talk to somebody who's in that field, you can use Career Connect to find that individual and talk to them, ask questions, how do they do their job, what technology do they use to do their job. And also those of you who are working in the field would be interested in being mentors, come by our booth, talk to us, talk to Dieter Bannister, who's our new Career Connect specialist. I'm not sure if that's her exact title, but... and if you'd like to be interested in talking to individuals, Career Connect is now completely on our website, afb.org/careerconnect. And on that site, you can not only find a mentor match, you can also get tips for resume writing, tips for interviewing. We do some linking to some external sites, some government job sites. We link to the Occupational Outlook Handbook. So if you want to know, well, how many computer programmers are there roughly going to be needed in maybe 2-3 years by the time I get this degree, you can go to OOH's site and you can look at that kind of thing up. You can also get descriptions of different professions that are out there. What exactly does a systems analyst do? You can look at that kind of thing and find information about that on the site, and then from there see, well, how many system analysts are in the Career Connect database? And we'll show you that, and then we'll show you, give you the opportunity to, once you've found a mentor, you can email that mentor. Right? No longer do you have to call New York and get the phone number and all that kind of thing. You still can do that if you'd like, but you can also email that individual. So those of you who are Career Connect mentors or want to be, you can just receive emails rather than receiving phone calls. And so. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay, sure. I'll be right there.
If we wanted to become a person who mentors others, how would we do that? Can you do that online, or do you have to do that by speaking to Deidre or making a phone call, Jen?
Well, what you do is you can do the initial part. It's kind of a two-part survey. We first have to get all your information, your contact information, and all that kind of stuff. And then we go through like a half-an-hour interview. And we're probably going to do that after the convention just because we want to sit around our booth for half an hour. And it's kind of a noisy environment to interview something like that. We should probably do that via phone. But it's a real comprehensive interview process. Just what are your job duties? What are your job tasks? It's just a lot of different questions. So if you're interested, come by the booth, talk to one of us. We'll take your contact information, and then we'll get in touch with you in the next week or two and get you a member ID assigned and ask you interview questions, and we'll all be all set.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Booth number?
Booth number is 08. And for Mr. Rogers' clarification, Access World runs on Windows 95 and a higher. It runs on DOS. You can, if you can browse the web in DOS, you can read Access World in DOS.
Have you done a comparison of Kurzweil and OpenBook?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you get back issues?
Yes. You can go on the online subscription. You can go on and you can look at... Yes, you can. I believe you do have to purchase those, and I'm not sure what the purchase price is off the top of my head, but yes, you can get those. Just come by, talk to us, and we'll get you those. Yes.
Thank you.
Back issues, are they available online?
Yes, back issues are available online. If you go to the website, and what happens when you log on online, we assign you a password and a number, a user number, and you use that information to log on, and once you're on, you can browse and look through. We're also offering as a convention special, if you'd like to see what All Access World's about and see what this whole thing is like, come by our booth, and you can pick up a flyer that's got a special URL on our website, and we're offering Access World free of charge for 2 weeks. So you can get on the website for 2 weeks and just look around and see what this is all about. So it's kind of an open enrollment type of thing. You just kind of like the cable channels do free movie weekend. We're doing free Access World for 2 weeks. So
thank you very much,
Jim. Check it out, booth 8.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anne Marie Cook. I'm the Senior External Relations Officer at Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. We're booth number 11. I think your program may say that GW Micro is at our booth, but they're really not. They're close by, but we're booth 11. I'm with my colleague Vicki Vogley from our Denver recording studio. And at our booth, we have materials to help you register, to get information on how you can re-up your membership free of charge if you've registered with us before 1995. We also have information on our digital audio launch, which I talked about here this morning. And we have information on tape, in Braille, in print. And we also have some neck totes if you need to bring something back for your family, young people, or somebody else. You can bring back our neck totes as souvenirs. And we'd also be happy to answer any questions that we might have the answers to there, or we'll get back to you if we don't know the answers. So our digital audio launch is September 3rd, and we'll have 6,000 books to loan you. The new product will be called Audio Plus, so you'll be hearing a lot more about that in the community as the year unfolds. That's it. Booth 11.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any questions? I think they're getting tired.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me come back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. My name is Vita Zabli, and I'm representing Crisscross Technologies at this convention. And we produce tutorials on cassette, which concentrate on Windows-based programs. Our tutorials are beginner to advanced level, all keyboard commands, and not focus on any one particular screen reader. So you need to know the basics of your screen reader to use the tutorials effectively. We have two lines of tutorials. The first is speaking of, and that includes speaking of Windows, Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, the Internet, Outlook Express. I might have missed one, but I'm not sure. And one of the internets also has Eudora, so either Outlook Express or Eudora. Those are 4 to 6 cassettes long and between $50 and $75. The other line of tutorials is when you've decided you're not quite a novice anymore, and that series is called Listening In. The Listening In series is bimonthly. Every 2 months, you get a one cassette tutorial on a new program. And last year, for example, we did Norton Antivirus, Windows Media Player, Winamp, Easy CD Creator, and I don't remember the rest. But you can come by the booth and we can give you a list of those. Or you can check out our website, crisscrosstech, that's TECH.com. The Listening In subscription series is $60 for the year. That entitles you to 6 issues. Now, those 6 issues can be back issues as well. You can choose how many back issues you like and then finish your 6 issues by going forward. Our booth number is 44, and I think I've covered it all. Any questions? No questions. Thank you.
I know.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.